The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Hallelujah. Amen. Today we want to pray for the sick and the afflicted. So I'll speak on the topic, the power in the name of Jesus. In worship, we need to make time to talk about the man Jesus. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit like we have been teaching. But the Lord of the church is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is here on earth to just glorify one man, Jesus. There is power in his name. And today we want to pray for the sick. We want to pray for the afflicted. Jesus' ministry was not just about teaching. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He raised the dead. Church, it's not just about teaching of the word. We need to heal the sick. We need to cast out demons. We need to raise the dead. Peter said,
Petro said,
how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
Who
went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. For God was with him. Jesus is still healing. He is still healing. He is still going about doing good. He is not dead. He is alive in his church and in his world. Jesus is not dead. He is still healing. He is still raising the dead. He is still bringing comfort to the afflicted. See, brothers and sisters, the death of Jesus Christ was a great disappointment to the disciples. It was a source of great discouragement to them. See, the fact of his resurrection made little difference to them. But when the Holy Spirit came, the story turned around. The story became different now. The whole Jerusalem went upside down. According to Peter, see, the coming of the Holy Spirit was a proof that Jesus had arrived. He had arrived. And from the Father, he now pours the Holy Spirit. That to Peter.
Now, Peter say,
and the rest of the disciples was an explanation. Gave them some understanding. It gave them some confidence in Jesus and in his word. He had told them that when he arrives, you ask the Father and you send them another comforter. So when the Holy Spirit came, they believe now in him and in his word, and things turn around. One of those days, Peter and John were going to worship. I would like us to revisit the account in Acts chapter 3. Let me start from verse 1. Acts chapter 3.
Asomafo no etim yen sa.
One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer.
Na erekobo ewia no mien sa na wo ya asori nu mu no. Petro ni Yohane ko bo anako asori fie.
At 3 in the afternoon.
Ewia no mien sa.
Now a man
na
who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful.
Na was oberima bi a oye bubu ani firi ni na yem ada wode ne beto asori fie puno a wo frɛ no fɛfɛ no ano.
Where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple court.
Se onsra wona wore kwa asori fie no hɔ bobro hu ade.
When he saw Peter and John about to enter,
na ohu Petro ni Yohane se wore kwa asori fie hɔ no,
he asked them for money.
Osra wɔ mobro hu ade.
Peter looked straight at him.
Na Petro ni Yohane di weni share one
thing. Peter looked straight at him.
Petro hwɛ ni din.
As did John.
Sene Yohane
so yɛ no. So Peter looked straight at him.
Eti Petro hwɛ ni din.
John also looked straight at him.
Yohane so hwɛ ni kan.
Peter looked straight at him.
Petro hwɛ ni kan.
John also looked straight at him.
Yohane so hwɛ ni kan.
There was something on the inside.
Na bibi wo wo mu a.
Of this man that wanted to work on the outside.
Na epese dan hwɛ di wa bo
ante is one of them should speak.
Na esese wo mu ba ko kasa.
Then Peter said.
Ena Petro ka say,
look
hwɛ
at us.
Hweyen.
Look at us.
Hweyen.
Look at us.
Yeah.
So the man gave them his attention.
Na oberiba no hwee won,
expecting to get something from them.
Se oribe susu se oribe nya bibia fi won ho.
That was a good expectation.
Eya de na eya se ohwe kwa.
He was expecting to get something from them.
Na ohwe kwa se obenya bibia fi won ho.
Already he was expecting money.
Na ope se obenya sika.
But instead of giving them him money,
na se obema won sika no,
they gave him legs.
For manu and nine.
Instead of giving him money,
se obema ni sika no,
they gave him legs.
For manu and nine.
For he won take money,
not opesika,
but they knew that he needed legs.
And so,
legs that has strength to walk,
and nine to me nante,
power to walk,
and nante to me nante.
Then Peter said,
"Na Petro kaa say,
silver,
glitter,
or gold,
any sika,
I do not have.
Dear minibi,
but what I do have,
na dear me wo.
Now listen, what I do have,
na tia dear me wo.
I give you,
and I'm dear me ma wo.
What I do have,
dear me wo.
I give you.
May the man.
What did he have?
Then nana owo.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Wo Yesu Nazareni di.
What?
Nante.
It means that.
Echere se.
What he had.
Then na owo no.
Was the name of Jesus.
Na eye Yesu di.
Of Nazareth.
Yesu of Nazareth.
I do not have money.
Mini sika die.
I do not have money.
Mini sika die.
But I have something.
And so me wo bribi.
That I want to give you.
Ame pesa me dema.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yesu Nazareni dimu.
Walk.
Nante.
What I do have.
Dear me wo.
You see, in Mark chapter 16.
She Marko sempaniti dunsi.
Before Jesus ascended to heaven.
Ansana Yesu beko osro no.
He bequeathed to the disciples the authority of his name.
Ni dini mutumi no odema esua fo no.
A property he had acquired.
Ejapade ana wanya.
Now I want you to understand what Peter was trying to do. Peter said, I have something.
Me pese woti de na Peter eye na se Peter say me ma obibi.
Not a building.
Enye adan.
Not a plot of land.
Enye asase.
But I have the name Jesus.
Nemo mi wo edin Yesu.
The authority vested in the name Jesus.
Tumia e wo Yesu din
mu. I have it.
Me wo.
And I'm saying that
now me say,
before Jesus ascended,
ascended Yesu befrono,
he bequeathed the authority in his name.
Ni dini mutumi no,
a property that he had acquired.
Ejapade ana wanya no,
to the disciples.
Odi mesua fo no.
Mark 16.
Marko sempa no tidunsia.
From verse 15.
Efinchi chemu dunu Marko no.
He said to them.
Now ose won say.
Mark 16 from 15.
Marko sempa no tidunu. Tidunsia chemu dunu.
He that Jesus said to them, the disciples.
Now ose won say.
Go into the world.
Monko wiasi na.
And preach the gospel to all creation.
Enkoka sempa no nchira abodie ina.
Whoever believes.
Dia ojidie.
And is baptized.
Na wabo nesu no.
Will be saved.
Wabeje nkwa.
But whoever does not believe.
Na dia onyinie no.
Will be condemned.
Wabebu nifo.
And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name. In my name. They will drive out demons. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison,
it will
not hurt them at all.
They
will place their hands on the sick,
and the
sick will get well.
They
shall place their hands on the sick,
and the
sick will recover. Wherever you are today, there is no distance in prayer. As you listen to the sound of my voice, just touch the sets.
Oh,
believe that you are going to be healed. Because Peter had it.
If he said, Petro,
I have it. He gave it to us. The disciples. Silver and gold. This evening I do not have. But what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed of every infirmity. Let burdens be lifted. Let burdens be lifted. What I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus. Latendo, bosendo. Kibayanda, lebaziba, basende. Rabayando, what I have, I give. In the name of Jesus. Rise, rise.
Sorry now.
Let every sickness be gone.
Every area be
anchored.
Tayendo.
Mayando, robosika, banda, layande. Kayanda.
Dino frisoro, oh, dino riawa, weshwa, dino Jesus, dino
pastor said that they are teachers. We should be like Jesus. We should teach. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Raise the dead. It is not a preserve of anyone in church. This is for all believers. He said that as many that will believe. In my name. In my name. You see, so Peter said,
and Petro say,
what I have, see all that Jesus accomplished, he gave it to the church. After all, he is God. He doesn't need, what is he going to do with the name Jesus in heaven? When he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, when the devil is not his competitor, when demons cannot frustrate him. Ephesians 1 says this.
22:23.
And God placed all things under his feet.
Now,
and appointed him, that is Jesus, to be head over everything for the church.
He
became everything for the church.
So
all that he accomplished, it is for the church. And all of it is the authority in the name Jesus. Authority in the name Jesus. It is for the church. You know, so when those words came out of Peter's mouth,
it is 73 Peter num pray, you know.
He didn't have any doubt that it was going to have effect. So the scripture says,
it is wrong to say,
taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Because he was not just going to say, walk, and then leave him. He had confidence in what was leaving his mouth.
If he said, not on, say, sorry, not with Jano. If he said, not on, what, there, every Nimuabano, emu, arishimu.
And instantly,
na amunumuha,
the man's feet and ankle became strong.
Ne nine and na posso yet ding.
He jumped on his feet.
Na original.
And began to walk.
Na onante.
Then he went in with them.
Na oni won't call.
Then he went with them.
Na oni won't call.
Oh, hayeta yen.
La mama.
And now he has less, he can go with people.
If he says, say, when you're naya or too many nipanante,
he doesn't have to be carried. He is not dependent any longer. Whatever that is making you dependent, lack of job, in the name of Jesus, may there be openings for you. Now working with them. And then she wanted to prove that he is here.
Now, person watching us, when you are
so walking was not sufficient for him.
Then
he went with them into the temple courts.
Only one court, I saw fear
walking.
Ah, on
and jumping.
Now,
for many years,
he's
never jumped ever.
Oh, hurry that
walking. And jumping. And praising God. And all the people saw him. And praising God. They recognize. They recognize him. As the same man. Who used to sit begging. At the temple gate. Called beautiful. Called beautiful. But there was a lame man there. Who never entered the beautiful gates. The same man. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what they had happened to him. You see, the same man. But what has caused the change? What has caused the change? Because they recognize him as the same man. What has caused the change? See, I wasn't there. You were also not there. So let's Peter speak for himself. Verse 11. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colony. When Peter saw this, he said to them, fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed. And you disowned him before Pilate. Though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one. And asked that a murderer be released to him. You killed the altar of life. But God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses to this. Listen to the big one. This is Peter's response. By faith in the name of Jesus, This man whom you see
and know
was made strong. It is Jesus' name. And the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. Brothers, Jesus cannot be dead.
Yes,
he is alive in his name.
Mm-hmm.
He is alive. Maybe this was some kind of hallucination. So the next day,
they
organized Peter before the Sanhedrin again.
And chapter 4, verse
7. They asked him a certain question.
And
I want us to pay attention to that question. They had Peter and John.
Now what they want
brought before them and began to question them.
Say,
by what power
to me bang
or what name?
And I
did you do this? By what power
to me bang
or
and
what name? Did you do this?
They
are trying to say that
so
we know that a certain power.
What we say to me be
can let this man can cause this man to walk.
Ebe to be my brandy yanante.
Oh, we also know a certain name.
Yes, so yes, and so name say it did been so.
Apparently, they have heard.
Empona be anawongate.
They don't want to accept.
One person obeji atum.
So they say by what power?
It was a edim bang.
Or by what name?
Edim bang.
What a power can accomplish?
Yes, to me bet me iron.
They are trying to say that a name can do same.
One person watch say edim
so
bet me iron.
So by what power?
It to me bang.
Or by what name?
And I said edim bang.
Then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.
And a Peter home conquered no man
said to them.
Catcher one say
rulers. I'm elders of the people. If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and being asked how he was healed, then know this. You and all the people of
Israel,
it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by what power?
To me bang.
Or by what name?
Anadim bang.
By what power?
To me bang.
Or by what name?
Anadim bang.
See, the greatness of Jesus' name.
Yes, you need ni kesiano.
Didn't come for naught.
I'm makwa.
See, Dr. Charles Blair.
Opinia friend Dr. Charles Blair.
He died somewhere in 2009. He accompanied Dr. Morris Serulu.
Now, not Dr. Morris Serulu,
to Ghana.
Abba Ghana.
And he made this statement when he was preaching. This was at Laboni School Park.
Where Laboni School
Park? In 1997. I heard him clearly. And from that day, I kept these words in my heart. He said this, and I quote. The bigness of a man is determined by the cause he lives for and the price he is willing to pay to achieve it. The bigness of a man, how big a man is determined by the cause, the reason he lives for and the price he is willing to pay to achieve it. We all live for certain causes, but you see how big a man is depends on the cause he lives for, and it's not enough, and the price that person is willing to pay to achieve it. Philippians 2 says this: in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Verse 6 says that who being the very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man,
he
humbled himself by becoming obedient to death.
Yes,
even death on the cross. That is the cause he lives for. Verse 9 says, therefore, as a result, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name. That is above every name. That at the name of Jesus. Every name should bow. Every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Oh. Every knee should bow and every tongue should acknowledge that Jesus is Lord,
Jesus,
to the glory of the Father. This authority was conferred on him by God himself. You see, sometimes maybe somebody comes and say that I have a first degree in
Obi,
or I have obtained PhD. I'm a doctor.
Then he
asked him, which of the universities do you attend?
Say
University of Nkoko. So University of Nkoko conferred on him PhD.
See,
the greatness of a man's authority depends on who conferred it. But this one was given to him by God himself. The Bible says, and God gave him a name that is above every name. That at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth to the glory of the Father. Every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord,
say Jesus or your
to the glory of the Father.
See,
Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 3 says this: the Son is a radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty. Now verse 4. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. So God gave him a name. The Bible says Jesus inherited a name. The name he had inherited. Not the crown he has received. But the name he had inherited is superior to every other name. It is this name that he gave Peter and us. So that in the name of Jesus, things should happen. There should be deliverance. You see, a person's name is not just for identification, but all a person is vested in his or her name. All a person is vested in his name. See, when you mention Mr. Bean, you see, people are laughing. Mr. Bean is not here. When you mention his name, his authority and his character zooms from the name. That is why we don't need Jesus to be here. Whatever he could do in person, his name can do in his absence. People who have names, you don't see them at the bank halls.
bank then.
Yet they deposit and withdraw.
And so what is it?
Their names do that for them.
We
don't need Jesus to be here in person. His name is enough. That is why he told the disciples, in my name, in my name, in my name. You see, brothers, we are going to mention the name Jesus over that sickness, over that affliction. And as the name leaves my mouth, the authority of Jesus, the character of Jesus will zoom out of his name and into your body it will enter. Into your issues it will come. And you will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord touch you this
day.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, brothers, let me tell you this. His name is enough. You don't need tokens. You don't need tokens. Don't fill our churches with tokens. You don't need anointing oil. If the name of Jesus cannot help you, olive oil can't either. Whether it is coming from Israel or where.
If Israel or Sephrihil,
you don't need water from Jordan. You don't need handkerchiefs. You don't need aprons, brothers. No water. You don't need candles. The name Jesus
is
enough. It is enough. It has authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And the devil is aware. You don't need talking. God accredited him with signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders
is
vested in his name. Now in the name of Jesus, let every sick person be healed now. Now I want to pray for the sick. If you are sick, whatever that you are going through, just join us in prayer. Just join us in prayer. If your womb is closed, I command that the womb be open. In the name of Jesus, I command that the womb be open. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses in the blood be gone in Jesus' name. Sicknesses in the head be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancerous spirits, cancerous cells, cancerous spirits, cancerous cells, I kill them in the name of Jesus. I kill cancerous cells in the name of Jesus.
COVID-19
patients,
COVID-19,
if you are hearing the sound of my voice, in the name in the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Doors that are shut. Doors that are shut. Ancient doors. Ancient doors. In the name of Jesus. Be open. Be open. That the King of Glory will enter. Who is this King of Glory? Jesus the Mighty. Jesus the Mighty. Every door. Every ancient gate. In the name of Jesus. I command it to be open. I command it to be open. In the name of Jesus. Sicknesses in the tummy. Out now.
Ready.
Out now.
Ready.
Out now.
Ready.
Let the cripple walk. Let the lame jump. Let the cripple walk. Let the blind see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Rabba, something is changing.
And so our Father and our God, as your word has come, we know it has come with power. Power to heal, power to deliver, and power to set free. We stand upon this word and we speak into the lives of your people gathered behind their televisions and behind their gadgets tonight. Even as they have placed their hands on places that they are not well, irrespective of what the doctors have said, irrespective of what they are going through and feeling, by faith in this name, Jesus, we speak to that situation that may every sickness be healed. May every disease dissolve out of their bloodstreams. May every weakness in their bodies receive life. In the name of Jesus, sicknesses in their stomachs, sicknesses in their minds, in their heads, whether it is migraine, whether it is ulcer, whether it is a womb that cannot deliver, we shout the name Jesus. We shout the name Jesus. We shout the name Jesus. May that body receive life. May that body receive healing. May that womb conceive In the name of Jesus, irrespective of the number of years, today we speak to that womb that conceive. In the name of Jesus, that bones that are wobbling, that bones that are weak, we speak life into those bones. We speak life into those bones. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head, wherever you are, to the sole of your feet, may the life of God go through. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord brood over you, and may the Lord breathe himself into you. His very life of God go through.